Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Grand Ole Opry star Billy Walker for you. Hey, play that one especially for my friends Kenneth and Kelly. They're listening to us tonight in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Kenneth said they were kicked back and resting and listening to the Hits Radio Show up there in the great state of Tennessee. So we appreciate that very, very much. course, from the great Tammy Wynette from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. Here's one for Harry Mitchell tonight. Always good to hear from Harry. And here's one from E.T. and the Troubadours, especially for him tonight. Here's a little song called I've Got a Good Mind to Love Her Anyway.
Now she may be the image of a woman of the town, but she stands by me each time you turn away. She may not be the angel that I'm used to. I've got a good mind to love her anyway. She may not have all the charm and looks that you do, but she's a lot like you in oh so many ways. And she needs me just the way I needed you. So I've got a good mind to love her anyway. She can't come close to you, oh, but she gets close to me. When the nights are cold, she's there to take your place. And even though it may not last forever, I've got a good mind to love her anyway. The nights are cold, she's there to take your place. And even though it may not last forever, I've got a good mind to love her anyway. I've got a good mind to love her anyway.
George Jones is still a hero on on the jukebox every night. Society is not for me, but I can still be found. Oh, we miss you on the old side of town. Babe, we miss you on the old side of town.
Shoot, yeah, how about a couple songs, Tracy?
I bet I can do that for you.
Let's see, The Visit by George Jones.
Okay.
And Old Vern Gosden, just about does it, don't it?
I can do it for you.
All right, Tracy.
Thanks for calling.
It sounds good out here.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Sorry, I'm so. But I've been out of walking, trying to find a way to tell you what I think you already know. I never want to hurt you, 'cause darling, I still love you, but things aren't like they used to be. It's time for letting go. I wasn't out there looking, but a month ago last Sunday I met someone just like you. Lying at the grocery store, we've been spending time together. Yeah, she knows all about you. The truth is, she can give me what you can't anymore. Better knowing we could have this moment, but it looks like it may rain soon, and it's getting kind of late. And I'll always bring you roses every time I come to visit. The caretaker's waving, he wants to close the gate. I know I promised you forever. I never thought I'd see this day. If only I could write the pages, our story wouldn't end. It wouldn't end this way.
And I hadn't played that song in a long time. I'd forgotten about that. What a pretty song. One called The Visit by the great George Jones. Here's the voice of country music, Laverne Gosden.
Every night you go to bed crying, there's nothing left to do when love is dying. So before the whole world knows how it hurts, don't you think it's time we pull the curtain? So many times I've talked you out of leaving,
guess we tried and failed once too often. Now the suitcase down the hallway does the talking. That just about does it, don't it? That'll just about kill it, won't it? Maybe we should call a truce. We could, but what's the use? That just about does it, don't it? It's sad to think that words could come between us, and what I said, God knows I didn't mean it. It's time we realize this time it's over. It's tearing us apart to stay together, and that just about does it, don't it? That'll just about kill it, won't it? Maybe we should call.
Just about does it, don't it? Vern Gosden for you. Pretty Miss Norma Jean and I, right after our Heart of Texas Country Music Festival, we had Facebook Live last Sunday with Big Cedar Fever. A band did it. They did a great job. A swing band, Western swing band, that came and did our Facebook Live show Sunday from the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. And then right after we finished that, Pretty Miss Norma Jean and I headed off to Oklahoma City. Got in about 11 o'clock Sunday night in Oklahoma City, and Norma did an interview with the Oklahoma State, the Oklahoma State Museum, History Museum, Oklahoma State History Museum on Monday afternoon, and then we attended the Hall of Fame salute to Wanda Jackson, which was a great event there at the Capitol View Event Center, which is right there next to the Capitol, the Oklahoma State Capitol, and enjoyed that immensely. Good to see some great friends there that were taking part of that. Susie McIntyre and Becky Hobbs and Jody Miller and just a whole bunch of different folks that were participating in that particular event. Janet Jay was there, and it was just a really fun event. And, of course, the great Wanda Jackson, just one of the finest in the business. And we really enjoyed that and spending some time with Wanda Jackson. They are going to do a portrait of Wanda that'll be exhibited in the state capitol there in Oklahoma City, right there next to Will Rogers' portrait and right next to the governor's office. And we had a great time. And I germed Pretty Miss Norma Jean all the way there and all the way back, asking her all sort of questions that I've probably already asked her before. But we had a great time. Here's Pretty Miss for you tonight.
Care for me. You don't hear. but you don't hear. You don't hear a word that I'm saying. May as well be talking to the ceiling. I want you to know how much I love you. I talk to you all the time, but you don't hear.
Hi, everybody. This is Norma Jean, Porter Wagoner's old sidekick, and you're listening to KNEL FM 95.3 to the Tracy Pitcock Show. Best in the world. Don't you dare miss it. Don't hang up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Town to town, another show, another one night stand. And all that keeps me going is knowing that you're here, waiting for your traveling singing man.
There's Justin Trevino doing a song from Justin Tubbs' vast catalog, one called Traveling Singing Man. Good to hear from Jan and Nan tonight. They wanted to hear something from Landon Dodd. Here's one called Barstool Mountain.
Can take it, all this loneliness you've left behind. On a mountain that's no hill for a climber, just one step up, sit back and pour the wine. I climb up
called Barstool Mountain. We had so many people come to be a part of our Heart of Texas Country Music Festival, and it was good to visit with so many of them. I thought I'd share one tonight. I met this couple. They were with us for the first time from Walla Walla, Washington, and I just loved the name Walla Walla, Washington. And so I had to stop them and ask them a couple of questions.
My name is Ron Milks. I'm from Walla Walla, Washington. We're just here with some friends of ours, John and Sue Kearns from Milton Free Water, Oregon. And we're having a great time. And we're learning so much about country music.
Yeah. Oh, and that documentary you guys had down there?
Yes.
That was huge.
Yes.
I mean, watching that whole thing, but we saw that and saw what everybody else was playing and heard it. Uh-huh. And then we come to these, like, I know that song. I know that song. I know that song. The hospitality of the people around here is just amazing, and it's just a great place to come. This is great. It's just been so fun.
you got a heck of a deal. Want a new Porsche car? He ain't wearing his usual gray business suit. He's got jeans and high boots with an embroidered star. And today still can. He's got a woman he's loved for a long, long time at home. Ah, but the thrill is a business that they've been a while coming by. Been a long uphill climb, but now the profits are high. But today
songs.
Sure.
Yeah. Me and my boys used to like listen to Convoy.
Okay.
The Winner.
Okay.
Ray LeBeau.
Okay. I don't know if I can get all of those in. I don't have much time left, but I can get a couple of them for you.
I know you don't. How about Roll On Mississippi?
All right. I'll get something on for you, okay?
I know. I appreciate you.
Thanks for calling. Bye bye.
This here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Them hogs, 10-4, about 5 miles or so, 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the the time we got into Tulsa town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Sodbuster, come on there, you have 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
We got a mighty cowboy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty cowboy.
Buddy, we're gonna back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone, bye-bye.
Walking along, whistling a song, barefoot and fancy free. A big river boat passing us by. She's headed for New Orleans. There she goes, disappearing around a bend. Roll on, Mississippi. You make me feel like a child again. Cool river breeze, like peppermint leaves. The taste of it takes me back. Chewing on a straw, torn overall, cane pole and old straw hat. Muddy river, just like a long lost friend. Roll on, Mississippi, you make me feel like a child again. Roll on, Mississippi. Child, a dream I grew up on. Roll on, Mississippi, carry me home. Now I can see I've been away too long. Roll on, Mississippi. The memories, Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Roll on, Mississippi, you make me feel like a child again. Roll on, Mississippi, Mississippi. Big River roll.
Charlie Pride for you in Roll On, Mississippi. Woke up the other night, and I was in the middle of the night there, and I was just thinking about things, trying to go back to sleep. And I, for some reason, this song came to my mind, and I've always liked this song. Never was a hit. As a matter of fact, I asked her about it one time, and she couldn't even remember recording it. But I thought it was such a great song that the Queen of Country Music recorded several years ago. Here's one called It Just Doesn't Say.
Life eternal, and now to show me the way. For he saved me and gave me life eternal, and now I have everything. And now I
Hey, this is Jay Cooker, and you're listening to my good friend Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL, Brady, Texas.
Moses to lead all his people out, but Pharaoh's heart was hard and he thought he'd give them the rout. So he chased them all down to the Red Sea shore. He thought he wouldn't have to worry about Moses anymore. But Moses stretched his rod out over the sea, and the Lord answered Moses with a little gentle breeze. I can see Moses now with a smile on his face, tearing all the people with his gentle grace. Went out to fight the giant, and everyone laughed at such a funny little sight. A little shepherd boy armed only with a sling, beside mighty Goliath seemed such a puny little thing. But David said, you come to me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. He put in a stone and he gave it a fling, and when it left his hand, David, he began to sing. Greatest story of them all. Jesus was a-dying and hell had a ball. All the demons were rejoicing, they thought they had won the war, but soon they would not be laughing anymore. On that first Easter morning, and the sun woke up the earth, the caverns of the deep opened up as to give birth to a resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. And now the host of children rise and sing.
Who am I? words, I'll leave you never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done.
Bobby Flores for you. Keep your prayers for Bobby Flores as he's battling stage 4 cancer. And so good to have him with us at our Heart of Texas Country Music Festival. And want to thank all of those folks attending the festival. We put a little tip bucket out there in front of the stage and raised over $4,500 that was donated to Bobby Flores from our great country music fans out there during the festival. That's going to wrap it up for us. Our time's all gone. I'm Tracy Pidcox, inviting you to join us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend. I'll be up there this weekend and hope to get a chance to see you. Tomorrow night, I'll be emceeing the Taylor Lynn Conway Twitty Show down in New Braunfels, Texas. Looking forward to that. And then next Tuesday, we'll be in Burton, Texas, emceeing the legendary ladies of country music for those fine folks in Burton. I'm Tracy Pidcox. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love. Baby, thanks a lot. Told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell.
Loretta, also I love to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool and I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. And you were gone, honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.